Pranayama, prana means expansion of energy. Prana means expansion of energy. Wherever expansion of energy happens, it is called as pranayama. The pranayama, if you are associating with the noble people, positive people, you feel the expansion, you feel good about yourself, and there is an exuberance of energy. Association with the good people, noble people, illumined people also is called as pranayama. The pranayama, suppose if you go to some places, the special places, and if you watch a good movie, you hear good things, you feel the exuberance of energy, that one also is called as pranayama. That part, wherever your energy starts going up and you feel good about yourself, that is called as pranayama. The pranayama, generally, it is talked about the breathing part. The breathing part, the expansion of energy is the meaning of pranayama, but generally we associate pranayama with the breathing. The breathing has four components. Inhalation part, it is called as puraka. Exhalation part is called as rechaka. Holding the breath within is called as antarkumbhaka. Holding the breath out is called as bahya kumbhaka. The four components are there. Inhalation, holding, exhalation, and holding out. The kumbhaka means holding part. Holding, the kumbhaka has three letters. Ka and am and ka. Again, ta, ka. Ka means bliss. Am means holding the pa, holding. It's an om. Om in essence is in between, inside, and at the end, again, bliss. Bliss at the beginning and omkara, that nada. And that at the end, bliss. It is saying that pranayama, saying that you should have a bliss in the beginning, holding, and at the end. And pranayama kumbhaka conveys the message, your life should be at the beginning good, while living good, and at the end also should be good. Kumbhaka, it is referring to the life. Life, bliss should be at the beginning, while, and at the end. There is three components. And Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about expansion of prana, how to acquire the bliss. Apane juhati pranam, prane apane tata pare, pranayama gati rudva, pranayama parayanaham. This pranayama is doing the exhalation, inhalation, and holding. It must lead to your bliss. How to enhance the bliss? Sri Krishna in the fourth chapter talks about various methods to elevate the pranayama. One is through the breathing technique. And he talks about even eating part also can be enhanced the bliss. How to do that one, Sri Krishna talks about. Here, this shloka, Sri Krishna talks about how to inhale, enhance the bliss through the pranayama. The pranayama technique, breathing technique, while inhalation, puraka, the inhalation part, focus on the inhalation. The breathing techniques, in that one, various pranayama techniques, anuloma is there, viloma is there, pratiloma is there, and brahmari. Inhalation part, the brahmari doing the inhalation, it is called as stri brahmari. Stri brahmari, female brahmari, it's inhalation, to doing that one. These are the, and ujjayi. Ujjayi also focus on inhalation, puraka. And rechaka, when you are exhaling, again anuloma, viloma, pratiloma, kapalabhati comes into the picture, where you are focused on exhalation. In the kapalabhati, in that one, the exhalation part. And another one is the samavritti pranayama. You are same inhalation, same length of exhalation, where bhastrika comes into picture, where you are inhalation and exhalation in the same level. In the exhalation part, rechaka part, brahmari is there. That is called as male brahmari. Male brahmari in the rechaka side, the female brahmari in the puraka side. And antar kumbhaka, when you are holding the breath inside the pranayama, especially taught for the brahmacharis for doing the sandhya vandana. Sandhya vandana, doing the Gayatri mantra, holding the breath within. And rechaka, when bahya kumbhaka, when you are exhaling, hold the breath out, there also the Gayatri mantra is taught. And Gayatri mantra without any breath, you are doing the Gayatri mantra. And another one you are doing is Ashwini mudra. Holding these techniques are there. Through the various steps, various pranayama techniques are there. Brahmari means bumblebee. It is during the inhalation and puraka and rechaka it is done. Brahmari, Brahmari means bumblebee. The humming sound. Bumblebee hovers around the flower. It is conveying that we also must hover around higher possibilities in our life. Illumined people hover around that one like a bumblebee. Bumblebee, the brahmari in the forest. If you are walking in a deep forest, you can hear the silence. It is a strange sentence, hearing the silence. Yes, in the forest when you walk, you can hear the silence. What brahmari teaches us, you, when you start spending time for yourself, you can hear the silence within. The silence, they say, your talk arising born out of silence, out of mauna, carries the weight. Not a chatterbox. All the time, your silence, mauna, should be the seed. Your talking must come out of that one. The moment when you don't want to talk, when you mouth shut, it is not a sign of your surrendering. It is a sign of victory. Not commenting also, sign of victory. In the silence, you go within. The brahmari helps you to hear the inner sound. In the, we will practice also today brahmari for you techniques. Puraka, female brahmari, stri brahmari, when you are doing, it helps people with the thyroid problem, people with vocal cord problem. People want to sing with a deeper pitch, higher pitch. It helps them. It is through stri brahmari. For other brahmari, along with that one, benefits of brahmari pranayama helps in calming the mind. Calming the mind, the cells, when you are stressed out, angry, working whole day, doing so many things, cells gets unstructured. There are 37 trillion plus cells in the body. Cells gets unstructured. And doing the pranayama makes the cells to become structured cells. When the cells are structured well, the communication between them increases. When the communication increases, and reduces the effect of autoimmune disease. Even autism and even cancer also is called as autoimmune disease. It helps helps in mitigating the effect of autoimmune disease. the structured cells, they start communicating well. They talking to each other well, and doing the Brahmari helps in calming the mind, serene mind, and clarity in thinking improves, helps in lowering the blood pressure. People with the extra cortisol stress hormone helps in minimizing that one. Helps daily practice of 15 minutes of Brahmari helps in reducing the people with obesity problem. They find relief through that one. Various benefits are there doing the Brahmari, and any time of the day you can do, provided requirement is sit, back, neck and head in one line. You have to sit doing the Brahmari. Mind becomes so calm, and it takes you to the portals of meditation. Mind becomes calm naturally. Mind becomes calm, and it is naturally has become ready for going within, and going within to listen to the inner sound. Helps in listening the inner sound, antarnada. We will practice the types of Brahmari. We talked about the female Brahmari. It has come out of the pranayama while inhaling. Puraka. When you are inhaling, as you are inhaling, you try to squeeze the throat. And you try to inhale. As you are inhaling, your pitch should be deeper. Initially when you do, you struggle or you start coughing. When you start practicing, pitch become deeper, the flute or playing the string instrument. It's a sharp one. It should come out like. Try again, everyone. You are inhaling through the puraka, you are doing. It must become sharper. Again. Again. While inhaling, you are doing. Again, two times. Doing Brahmari, your lips are together. Now, you are doing the Brahmari Makara. Exhaling. Now, on the Rechaka, you are doing. Whole pranayama, Brahmari, you're not opening your mouth. Feel the vibration in the lips, face muscles. This is also a vibration therapy. Vibration therapy, Brahmari is like a vibration therapy, massages the whole body. Again. To improve the effectiveness of Brahmari, take your left hand up, wrap your fingers around tip of the right thumb and left fingers together. This is Shankh Mudra. Shankh. When you blow the conch, that's a sound comes. Yeah, this way. Down, like a conch mudra. Thumb, wrap your fingers, tip of the thumbs and other fingers together. Bring your hands on the knees again, Shankh Mudra. Now, female and male, together we will do. Can feel the vibration in the whole body, left hand on your chest, right hand on your crown. While inhaling and exhaling, female Brahmari. Female Brahmari, hands down. You notice while doing the female Brahmari, not much of vibration here but in the heart. In the male Brahmari, more vibration here. Male head centered, female heart centered. You can feel that one again.
bring your hands down.
Brahmari, we can activate each organs of perception with your four fingers. Close your eyes, thumb and middle finger together. Thumb and middle finger together. Do the Brahmari while exhaling. Your four fingers inside your ear, close the ears. Partially close your nostrils and Brahmari. Your four fingers on the mouth. Combining all together into Shanmukhi Mudra, your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, all locked, nose partially locked.